Hey, beautiful people. Welcome to Moms Are Funny 2 podcast, the mother you wish you heard all the real tea from. I am your host, Jessica Ambra Hutnall, CEO of Moms Are Funny 2. My foundation of my company is my inspirational clothing brand, Glory Zone, along with several different popular collections such as Jayla Rose Collection, Women, Men, and Children Collection. I am a working mother, content creator, actress, and comedian. Tune in every week to get your cup of energy because, baby, I am the definition of good vibes. I'm leaving my mark to inspire parents, entrepreneurs, and everyday people across the globe to become their true selves. Hello, beautiful people. I am so new to the podcast world and I make mistakes. And as I listen back on to all my pre-recordings, I realized I did not give a grand introduction. So I would love to start that on episode 3, Healing and Loving Thyself. Please welcome my sister from another Mr. and Mrs., Brittany K. Jackson. She is the CEO of SAS Media Group, a celebrity journalist, and an author. She wrote her own book called The Void, The Vice, and The Vine. It's a spiritual guide to overcoming sexual sin. So let's get into it. So today's guest, we have my sister girl, Brittany K. Jackson. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So tell the audience a little bit about yourself and
okay. What you do. Oh, wow. Well, I mean, first of all, I guess it's a pleasure to be here with you on your show. I'm so proud of everything you're doing. I feel like you are a woman who is relentless. You don't take no for an answer. You don't stop at no. You always keep going, and it's reflected in the work that you do with Glory Zone, with this podcast, so many endeavors. And so I'm glad that I've had the opportunity to, share spaces and opportunities and just moments with you over the last probably few years, almost four, maybe. Mm-hmm. Almost four.
Thank you.
Is it uncool?
It's still a little bit.
Right, oh, lipstick. God.
Just getting a lipstick. Thank you, sis.
Yeah, let's go now.
Sorry, I had to get my sister lipstick off her teeth, y'all. If I see something on your face, I'm saying something, okay? I am saying something.
So, yeah, so I'm glad to have had that opportunity to be able to share, spaces with you where, we've grown, insurmountably. So, yeah.
It's like every time we intertwine and meet, it's like we've grown and we kind of probably experience similar things.
Yeah.
And, like, being around the same timeline, like...
Yeah, and it's I always crazy. Seem to run into you somewhere. Yeah. So, yeah, that always happens with us. Yep.
God is good.
So, yes, he is.
Okay, so where are you from?
Okay, I'm from the Bay Area, San Francisco, Vallejo. I've been here in Los Angeles for about 8 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
From the Bay Area, y'all. So what brought you to L.A.?
What brought me to Los Angeles, I had just graduated from Howard at the time. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say what year, because, I feel like the time is just escalating real fast, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, anyway. So I had graduated. I was working for the summer in San Francisco as a job developer, so I've had that experience. I ended up working as a job developer for the same program that I grew up working in as a youth. Okay. So, I was getting my coins from an early age.
Yes.
And I just had that level of independency instilled in me from a young age. Just a drive to want to do something and have something for myself. Anyhow, I came to Los Angeles to pursue my master's degree. So I found a program that I wanted to go to, which was at CSUN, California State University, Northridge.
Okay.
And it was in public administration and urban planning because I saw myself, getting into real estate development. Mm. But then I also liked the idea of public service. So that brought in the public administration factor. So came out here for that reason and ended up falling into journalism. By faith, I always tell people, somebody put a bug in my ear about LA Sentinel, Los Angeles Sentinel. And I went up there. I happened to be living like 5 minutes from the Los Angeles Sentinel. Mm-hmm. And went up there and took my resume up there. I had my little Boss, little vintage Versace shoe. Yes. Something my mama found, a little something. Okay. I was like,
I love your mama. Woo! Yeah. She got style too. Right. Yeah.
So, anyhow, my mama love you too. But anyway,
I love your mama.
went up there. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't hear back for about 3 months until mm-hmm. the following year, February. I got a call from someone I consider to be a mentor here, and he called and said, "Hey, mm-hmm. you want to, you know, do the 43rd annual NAACP Image Awards?" And I'm like, "What? Wow. What do you mean?" I was like very young, and I just wanted to have an opportunity to write because writing is my first mm-hmm. gift. But that actually led to me kind of being put on camera at that time. Mm-hmm. I was nervous, but I did it. So anyway, that's what brought me out here, long story short.
That's yep. amazing. Okay, mm-hmm. so we know a little bit about your journey. So what are the things that you're doing now? Like, what kind of business do you have? Can you tell the audience? I mean, obviously, I know, but I have to ask you these questions. Like, I don't know.
Okay. So I have a company, SAS Media Group. It's an all-female visual production company. And I've had that for a few years now. I'm currently restructuring the company because I want it to be a little bit more distinguished in terms of how I provide services. But I opened that company to be a platform for women who are working in front of and behind the scenes for their gifts to be able to flourish. Mm. So, you know, when I am working on a particular project, I'll hire, you know, women who are videographers, editors, photographers, maybe a graphic designer, and then myself also, you know, being self-taught in a lot of those different gifts just from journalism. Mm-hmm. So that was my way of empowering women who are working in tech, design, mm. media, and entertainment. And so then now that company is going to be specific more to like mm. events, conferences, weddings. And I started a sister company, Storytell Her Productions. So mm-hmm. that'll be more TV, docuseries, and film.
Okay, amazing. Yeah. So what are some like life challenges that you've been through that made you like who you are today, and why are you so just, because you have a drive, like you're relentless as well. Like
Thank you.
Can go through something, but and you may not be like completely open about it, but like sometimes I can kind of just tell or feel. And like, but you still manage to keep a smile on your face. You still manage to show up and be there for others. So like, what, tell us more, like what are the things that you've been through that made you who you are today?
Well, I guess we have to kind of just center on what this particular episode is about, which is love and healing. Mm-hmm. So I hate to answer a question with a question, but why did you decide to have this topic, love and healing? I think that'll better help me answer
for me
question.
Because there's a lot of people in just society now, I just feel like a lot of people are like lost. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people are doing things for instant gratification. I feel like a lot of people don't really know who they are. Mm-hmm. And then also I feel like some people's past either can make them or break them. And that's why I'm always interested in like knowing people's story, mm-hmm. because I just feel like everybody is a rose that grew out of concrete, regardless if you were born into a rich family or not. So love and healing thyself, especially just seeing, oh my God, social media now, and just the TV, particularly with women, are just kind of degrading themselves. And I just feel like you're such a strong woman. And I feel like sometimes people, but with both of us, I feel like women may feel intimidated by us just because we carry ourselves with this. I can't explain it. You just have to be in our zone, in our presence to feel it, and you have that. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. that has to come from within. It doesn't come from putting on makeup. It doesn't come from putting on nice clothes. So that's why my question is to ask you, like, what, I feel like it's always, you have, like, what did you go through to make you who you are?
Come again. Well, you know, I think
you get me?
I get you. I think that who I am today has a lot to do with my experiences, the experiences, yes, experience, that I've had that were not always good, yes. You know, because there's even times now where I'm not the strongest, but I know the difference now between when I am feeling weak, not to put my need to be strengthened in something else. Because before, you know, in periods and times in my life where I was weak and I was vulnerable and I was looking to fill a void, which is what my book is about.
Yes, indeed. That's my
which
next
we'll
question.
Get to. Yeah, we'll get to that. But when I felt that urge or felt that need, my go-to was either, you know, a man, a relationship, you know, a vice, and it wasn't the healthiest thing. So now when I feel those times coming on, where maybe I'm stressed about work or I'm stressed about something that's going on in my life, now I know, okay, well, I need to press into the word. Because I know for me, one day without the word would have me reverting back to yep. Little Cookie. And it's like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, listen, baby. So, you know, I have to remind myself to stay rooted. And I don't always get it right.
Yeah.
And I think that, right. Nobody's ever going to get it right. But I think that so long as we lead by example.
Yes.
You know, when we do things that we know better, you know, when we know better, we do better.
Yes.
And when we catch ourselves or find ourselves in a space where we have backslidden, you know, having some sort of conviction about that.
Yes.
You know, so that we can catch ourselves and or have somebody to be able to catch you. Yes. You know, that won't
hold allow you accountable. Accountability partners, everything.
Absolutely. So I think is for me right now is just knowing the difference. So the challenges, you know, there have been many.
Yeah.
There have been many. None of us will endure this life without any challenges.
Yeah.
If I ever meet anybody to say different, you
all
know, I would want to wonder why. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if I ever met anybody who said different, it would be like, okay, that.
Yeah.
What world are you living in?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I even brought up, it doesn't matter if you were born into a rich family, because people think that happiness is having money.
Right.
And they fail to realize how many people are miserable with
absolutely
no cares of financial issues in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And growing up in poverty, I feel like money is the only thing that needs to solve all my problems.
Yeah.
But it's not, because at the end of the day, I still have to go through the motions. I still have to be rooted and know who I am. So when
absolutely
all that comes, whether I have it or not,
yeah,
I'll still be Jessica. I'll still be able to stand
absolutely
10 toes down on my feet.
Like, absolutely. You're not making it. We're not to make it our God, because biblically, I mean, it does say it answereth all things.
Exactly.
You know, it's a tool for us to be able to, you know, do the will of the Lord. It's a tool for us to be able to do so many different things, and to be able to use our gifts. But, you know, so long as we don't idolize it, you know, and or know how to use it.
Right.
And we'll get to that too, because
right,
we, you know, I have a lot of things I want to talk about.
Yes, indeed. Let's get into it. So, since you have brought up the void, let's talk about your book. And we're not recording on. Oh, we're still recording. Oh my God, where's your book? Show your book. Yes, we still recording.
Okay. Get it.
Sorry,
out of here,
guys. She's gonna go grab her book because we're recording the podcast and we're also doing a video recording. You guys that's listening in, so when you guys can also see, I'm bringing the faces to the voices. So this book here is The Void, the Vice, and the Vine, and it's written by Brittany. So tell us about your book.
Wow. So, you know, it's actually been, let me say this, it's been a while since I have, I guess, promoted my book or
mm-hmm
just done any, it's been a while. And
I got it on my bookshelf.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I will say that I've been taking time for me and time to reflect and think
mm-hmm
and grow mind, body, spirit. And it's been a great time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't been on social media. I've been really loving that.
That's good.
And throughout this time, God has still shown me that his hand has never left me.
Yeah.
His hand, I'm still in the palm of his hands. You know, his hand is still on my life. Mm. And that he's honoring my submission to the process.
Yes.
Right? Because in order to submit to the process, you have to have a willingness to be humble. You know? And I said, okay, I'm going to submit to this process. I'm going to do whatever you say do so that you can elevate me and not me elevate me.
Yes.
You know?
We try to skip ahead and go ahead of him.
Look
like a chicken with your head cut off.
Right. Or you get offers from the world. Because it's always, let me show you this. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? No, that's your will.
Worldly offers.
Not my will. I mean, sorry. That's your will, not God's will. I had to do make a lot of tough decisions, a lot of hard decisions, have a lot of hard conversations and back people up off of me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I do.
And it was important. It was important. And so what I noticed is, as far as this book, I was getting people who were randomly texting me like such and such. My boyfriend, when I went on a trip, he was reading your book. And I just wanted to share with you and sent me the picture. Wow. I had a guy friend. And this, you know, I wrote this with women in mind. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to provide real life examples for men as well. Mm-hmm. That may apply to men. And I got a text from one of my buddies who I worked with mm-hmm. previously. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, thank you for your honesty.
So could you give the audience a little summary about what the book is, just for those who haven't read it and
right.
don't know?
Okay, so it's called The Void, The Vice, The Vine, The Spiritual Guide to Overcoming Sexual Sin. And this was a book that it was very needful for me to write. It was very needful for me to release, but it was also purposeful because I wanted other people to understand that they're not alone in some of the struggles that they may experience in this area. And a lot of time people don't even know that it's a struggle, but they keep fighting the same battles and find themselves in the same predicament, looking for love in the wrong places, using other things to cope with not having love that maybe they grew up lacking, you know, whether it was a parent not being there or, you know, just growing up around certain circumstances that caused them to then say, hey, you know, let me find love in sex. You know, because there's a difference between lust and love. And the true love that God have designed for us is not for us to be willy-nilly about the whole situation. Yeah. So this book is just me being raw. It's me being candid about my experiences in hopes that, you know, other people, especially women, will grow to find wholeness within themselves. Mm. I'm providing tools, but I'm also allowing everybody who reads the book to state their truth. So there's, you know, actual points in the book where you can write, you know, things that you may be experiencing and, you know, just get a chance to kind of like express that. So it's a really good read. I encourage anybody who's ever dealt with, you know, issues in relationships or even in their singlehood to read the book. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, I commend you for writing it. I'm still done reading it yet, so I can't say too much about it. You should definitely spank me because I got about a few books over here to finish. I'll try to find the time to finish it. So my bad. I love you.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Look,
I'm being honest. I am being honest. Yeah. I need to read it.
But it's on Amazon.
Tell them where they can find it.
You can find The Void, The Vice, The Vine. You can put that in. Or you can put my name in. Brittany K. Jackson. Yes, I pronounce all my syllables.
Yes, she does.
You. You can find it on Amazon. Or you can find a way to hit me up. Because I'm incognito right now.
Yes, she is. She didn't block us, y'all. She's just off of Instagram. I promise you. Okay. So my next question is, so we've been talking about God. So what do you believe is more important, to be religious or to have a relationship with God?
Well, you know the answer in the way that you said that.
I know, but some people,
a lot of people don't know the difference.
They don't.
Obviously, well, okay, where do I start? Okay, so it is definitely more important to have a relationship with God. I think that a lot of people get caught up in the idea of what it means to serve God or the idea of what it should be, or blaming God for things that were the will of men, and our ability to have free will often blaming God for those things that mm-hmm. happen in our lives. And it's for me, it's important to have a personal relationship with God. When I first got saved, because I grew up in the church, I was raised in the church. You know, my parents raised me to have a relationship with God, or they raised me to know who He was. Mm-hmm. You know, they raised me to teach me how to say my prayers, you know, and all of this and all of that. But establishing a personal relationship was very different, because I tested all that there was to test in the world and didn't understand that in those times where I could have lost my life, you know, dealing with domestic violence, or times where I was just going overboard, you know, just getting into things that I shouldn't have been into and situations that I should not have been into. Enduring those things, I knew later on that it was God who had His hands on my life. But at the moment, I didn't care. I was just taking the risk because it was my release. Mm-hmm. It was my way of coping. It was my way of getting through whatever that I needed to get through at that time. And you know,
that's what I love about Him most, that He actually allows us to go through that, because He already knows.
He chastises us.
Yes.
You know, for our peace, you know?
Right. And
that's, I think about that.
That's what's amazing, and what makes me even want to, like, just, like, act right and be more, I don't want to use the word righteous, because yeah. I still sin and I still have things that I'm going through that I need to work on with myself individually, but it makes me more cognitive and more aware of what I'm doing, and I actually think twice
yeah.
about this, what her God's feeling.
Right.
And you know, she's been so good to me, and I don't want to hurt His feelings.
Absolutely. And for those that don't know what it means to have a personal relationship, you can simply get in the Word. You can open up the Bible.
You have to read it for yourself. Not through the pastor, not your mama, not your daddy, yourself. Yeah,
because guess what? Salvation is free, but can't nobody else. Salvation is yours. Yours. It belongs to you. So mm-hmm. you have to be the one to cultivate that relationship. Can you imagine if you just, you know, you have someone who's close to you, maybe a parent or a best friend or someone you love with, and you don't have a relationship, you don't have a personal relationship with it, with mm-hmm. what sense does that make? You have to be able to cultivate a relationship. Mm-hmm. So you got to get in the Word. You have to read it for yourself. And it's a living, like, it's the living Word. So it's like a living document. The things that you may read at one point, at a different point in your life, may mean something completely different. And it'd be the same scripture.
Yes, indeed.
You know?
Yes, indeed.
Going to take a quick sponsorship break. We'll be right back.
I got it. Okay, so my next question is, where do you like see yourself in 5 years?
That is a great question. In 5 years, I see myself definitely, wow, I don't, you know, it's a tough question, uh-huh. but in 5 years, I see myself with a successful business. I see myself married, hopefully with children. You know, I see myself having this is a hard question for me.
Every time I ask this question, honestly, it takes people a while to think about it. Because if you were to ask me, I would be doing the same thing. Because,
yeah,
I guess
I see myself living. I see myself being yeah. married, having children, having a successful company. You know, be living in the fullness of my gifts. Mm-hmm. Enjoying life, you know. Enjoying my family and my loved ones. That's where I see myself. Mm. Yep.
Okay, sorry y'all, my computer died and I'm over here trying to ask questions, so I'm trying to like play it off. This is just supposed to be really organic, but there was another question I wanted to ask you that I wrote on here. Do you have any questions for me? Oh, okay, there we go.
Questions for you.
Okay, so you told us why you wrote your book. You told us why you started your production company. There was something. Do you have any future projects coming up or anything? I know you said you're in a place now where you're kind of revamping and all that good stuff. But anything like you want the audience to know that's anything coming up soon that maybe you want them to support?
No.
Okay. It's good, y'all. She off the map right now, but when she come back, just expect that.
Yeah, there are things. There are things, yeah, but nothing. I feel like God will draw those things to me.
Yeah, most definitely. Okay, so what does glory zone mean to you when you hear that word?
Okay, glory zone absolutely means a place of, what is the word? Glory zone is a place of peace. It is a place of serenity. It is a place of, it is a place of truth, of honesty. Glory zone is a place where you can connect directly with the throne of God. It is a place where you can be true to who you are. It is a place without judgment. It is a place that requires you to go to the next level. Ooh. It's not a place of complacency either. Because how could you be in the glory zone and be complacent? So it is a place that builds you, builds your character, builds your strength. It gives you grit, it gives you courage, it gives you reassurance that you are on the right path. And it's like a continuous light. It's not a light at the end of the tunnel. It's just a continuous light.
Continuous. Yeah. That is everything. Because I struggle with, what is it that God wanted me to do with my clothing line? You know about this story. And I was like, when I first started off, I had some star t-shirts, some funny sayings, but this is my baby rock, and these breasts are for my baby, and breast milk waste. And I'm like, what am I doing here at this business? Because God gave me the name, one. Moms are funny, too. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, why did you give me this name? Because people tell me, oh, you're funny. I guess I consider myself a comedian now since I've done stand-up twice.
Right.
So. I'm working on it. I'm just so like, I don't know. I think I was in that place of didn't want people to judge me, because it's like, how can I say I love the Lord and stuff like this, but then go on stage and talk about other things that may sound a little vulgar, but at the end of the day, we're all humans, we're all people. So I'm at the place now where I kind of don't care what anybody else thinks or say, because at the end of the day, nobody knows me behind closed doors. Absolutely. Nobody knows the relationship I have with God. Nobody knows what God is doing with me. Heck, sometimes I don't even know what God is doing with me. Yeah. But that's where me being
sometimes
still.
Sometimes he won't tell us.
Okay.
Until we're ready to receive it.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's amazing to hear everything you said about Glory Zone, because I swear there's no wrong answer. Like, that's why this thing is, oh my God, it gives me chills and it gives me hot, because he's doing something here with this. And like, I was going to name the whole podcast Glory Zone, but I was like, nah, because I think it would already throw people off not even wanting to listen to it, because everybody, as soon as they hear Moms Are Funny too, they're like intrigued. They want to know more about what I do. Mm-hmm. But as you listen to more in depth, it's going to impact. I feel like this is going to impact in a way I didn't see coming.
Because he'll definitely use the foolish things to confound the wise. So you just stay ready.
I'm like, who am I, Lord? That gave me chills. Like, that was amazing. Yes. So what are some things you do to stay in your glory zone?
Well, at this point, like I said, it's necessary for me that I stay connected to the word of the Lord. And if I don't, like if I fall off the wagon a little bit, I can instantly tell. Yeah. I can almost instantly tell, because things agitate me a little bit more. You know, the person complaining is just like, look, I don't want to deal with it. I have less patience. I have a very low tolerance. I have a low tolerance for mess anyway, just based on some of the things that I've experienced. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to watch that, because it can make you bitter, it can make you hardened. And I never want to be hardened. I do want to protect myself, but not so much so that I'm oblivious to an opportunity to maybe minister to someone or an opportunity to tell someone about the love of God, or even just to be myself. You know, yes, I don't want to be so hardened that the core of who I am gets lost.
Right.
So, you know, right now the stage of what that I'm in is really mastering what it means for me to sustain my emotional, physical, mental, financial health, okay, and at the same time ensure that I am not prey to any of the enemy's devices.
That part.
Period.
Yeah.
So I'm finding what that unique balance is, so that when I do make myself available again for whatever reason, that I can better navigate that. You know, there was a scripture God calls us to be, you know, as wise or as shrewd as serpents, but as humble or meek as a dove. That's a unique balance. You know what I'm trying to say? So for me, in this season, it is about being shrewd. You know, it is about being wise, because it means that I've learned from my lesson. And it means that I'm taking that information and implementing it into my life here today and moving forward. You know, and prayerfully, and I believe, you know, it will get me to a place where I'm reaping the benefits of that.
Right.
You know, because otherwise you're dealing with a whole bunch of mess. You're dealing with, you know, people who may not mean you well, but smiling up in your face.
I learned that a lot in just in these past few years, especially with both of us being entertainment business.
Yeah. Girl. And if you're a giving person,
ooh,
or, you know, if you're a person who is
have people genuine, staying here with me, all kinds of, girl.
Stage left.
Goodbye. I'm telling you, stage friends left. Turn into foes. Friends you think wouldn't even think you would not be friends anymore. But they show their true colors.
Yeah, and finding healing in that, because like I said, you don't want it to harden your heart. Yeah. You know, so then if you do run across the person.
Hi, how you doing? I can speak to anybody. I went to my class reunion. Yeah. I was hugging people that I wanted to punch. I groaned, okay? Girl, I was like, hey, how you doing? I hugged everybody.
Right.
And the people couldn't take it, except for one person, maybe two. Yeah. There's two people.
Right.
The Lord said, look, God can deal with you, but I don't got to deal with you.
I saw someone at an event last night, and I was just like, you know, I didn't feel anything. You know how you get like your spirit be vexed? My spirit was not vexed. I stood tall. They might have been shaking in their boots.
Yeah.
Because I'm standing in my truth, and I'm not going to allow you to manipulate me anymore. No. I'm not even going to allow you to bring that energy my way. I'm going to keep you at a arm's length.
Yeah.
I'm going to dab on you vertically. I'm going to vertically dab on you.
Keep it vertical. Shout out to Joe.
Yeah.
Yes. That's
who's the never Joe is. I'm vertically.
Oh, I have a friend. Keep it vertical.
Oh, she has her clothing line. Okay.
Keep it vertical. Right. That's her whole thing. Like, keep that straight.
Keep it straight.
Straightforward.
You feel me?
We don't want nothing over here horizontal. That's negative. Going left and right. Ain't got time. Like Beyonce, to the left.
We're going straight.
We're going straight. Glory zone. Okay. Well, anything else you would like to talk about or...
You know, well, I mean, being that this is about love and healing, I would just encourage everyone to really take some time to reflect on what space they are in at this point in time. You know, one of the things that has always helped me was being honest with myself.
Yes.
And learning to be honest with myself. Yes. And learning to be honest about the fact that I'm not perfect. And going to God and being like, look, Lord, I need you to help me with this. You do not have to... prep and prime yourself to go before the Lord and ask for his help. That's a huge misconception.
He will accept you where you are.
He will accept you where you are.
Now.
You have a willingness and a desire. He will meet you at your willingness and at your desire. And that's essentially what I want people to know who are thinking about going on the healing process or, you know, learning how to love themselves, is learn how to be honest with yourself. And whether or not you are right or wrong,
admit when you were wrong, confess that, mm-hmm. repent, mm-hmm. you know, ask for forgiveness for those who you have to ask for forgiveness for. Forgive, learn how to forgive yourself mm-hmm. fully and truly. Yes. Journal, you know, speak it out, you know, act it out. I don't know, you know, whatever it requires for you to get mm-hmm. healing, but you have to be honest. Mm-hmm. And so that's essentially my tidbit.
That's yeah. amazing. Well, you are definitely looking good, girl.
Thank you.
On the inside and out, I can tell.
Thank you.
Working on you. Yes. And that's what it's all about. And that's why I chose you to speak on this, because I didn't want to just pick anybody who's, you know, you just know certain people who, you just know. Like, if y'all see this video right now, like the face I made, you just know. Sometimes you just don't, can't put a word to it. You just know. So, yeah, that's amazing. And, like, I know Brittany is definitely a person who's always, no matter what, always working on self. And that's why I appreciate her. Because when you work on self, you can give that to others. And,
absolutely.
And inspire others to do the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason why I also was taking a break from social media. Because how could I be giving to you and fighting so hard to post this? And I didn't want no pressure as far as none of that was concerned. I wanted to work on me, do things on my terms. Because we were talking about before, I'm yeah. done with over-accommodating people and their needs.
Yeah.
And it's all about what works for me in this season. Yeah. And that's just the point. Period.
Period. Well, that concludes today's episode, everybody. Appreciate you guys for tuning in. Brittany, where can they find you? Let them know where they can find you when she returns.
Okay, so on Instagram right now, if you put it in, you ain't gonna get Nathan. Yeah. But I'm on Instagram as Brittany K Jackson, BrittanyK Jackson. On same thing on Facebook, and I am on LinkedIn.
Okay. Is LinkedIn out, you guys? Do we still use that?
Girl, I'm using that as a learning tool. I'm like, okay. I'm getting my business acumen up. You feel me?
Okay, I think
learning my financial terms, getting my, you know.
Okay. Well, about time I think they listen to this episode, you might be back on, because we're going to see how long it's going to take me to
get this uploaded. I just might be back on at that time.
So that's where you can find her, you guys, and you can put the face to the voice that you hear. And yeah, just stay tuned, because this woman is great. God got great things working on for both of us. And that concludes today's episode.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Welcome. Y'all, what's up? How y'all doing? Welcome. You already know what it is. Who it is? It's Moms Are Funny Too. And today's special guest. I don't think y'all understand. This person right here.
Let them know.
This person right here. This is a true king sitting next to me, okay?
I like them words.
This is a man who spoke life into me. This is a man why Moms Are Funny Too is here as far as having a business. Because I've been sitting on his idea, spoken to him. He's like, sis, what you doing? Go get it. Go get the DBA. Get it happen. I was over here repping him. And impressing him.
Always my assistant. I'm going to let y'all know that day one, you feel me, this has been my assistant. It's going to be there always, you feel me? But I had to inspire her to do her thing, you feel me?
I'm like, what? So I appreciate you.
Love, all day.
Oh, my God.
You know what's happening.
You already know. So I'm excited to get into this interview today. I am in Vegas.
Vegas, man. Sin City.
Let's do it. We both from Cali. So I'm going to give y'all a nice introduction. I need a drum roll. Hey. Okay. So welcome. Today's special co-host of the day, John.
What's the deal,
CEO of MMH, baby. MMH, if you don't know what that stands for, let them know.
Match my hustle.
Match my hustle.
CEO. You know what I'm talking about? Mr. MMH.
All right. So, John.
What's the deal?
How are you today?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're going to get into these questions and stuff. How's the pandemic, like, for the business and... Just we're gonna get into that right off top.
Off the dribble, huh?
Shit.
Honestly, it's been pretty solid for me. It gave me a chance to kind of like, you know, get in my own zone, you know, kind of lock in with myself, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just had a lot of time to think about my next moves, get my family together and stuff like that, bonding time and stuff like that. It's just the mental, like, you know, everything is just, you know, mental. So I had to just get that stable, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Stay sane and, you know, let them know just because we locked down, you feel me, our mind's still free.
Free.
You know?
Let them know. So, where are you from?
I'm from South Central California.
South LA. Oh, y'all thought he was from Vegas? He got native from LA, baby. Yeah.
South Central to West LA. Y'all yes. know what time it is.
But this, yeah. Vegas is my second home because my grandmother lives out here and I've been Definitely. Coming out here since I was a child. So
Definitely. Well, I originally bounced around like from uh-huh. West LA, you know, to Frisco, South Central, you know what I mean? I was just, you know, Cali bound. Like, I know Cali, that's me, you know what I mean? So, you know, I came down here. It was an opportunity, you know, shout out my boy Foots. You know, my boy hollered at me, was like, look, bro, you know, we can make some things happen down in Vegas. And, you know, I was like, shit, I need a new start. So, why not? Let's see what's going on.
That's what's up. Okay, yeah. So how was it growing up in California? How was your, tell me a little bit about your childhood and to where you are now as an adult.
My childhood was kind of crazy, man. I would say at the age of, I was about, what, six, you know what I mean? Some crazy things happened with my pops, you know, our own folks, you know what I mean? Shit, some homies, you know, from the hood and the shit like that. Can't say no names and all mm-hmm. that, but you know how it be and mm-hmm. shit. They, you know, they try to rob us and stuff like that. I was a kid, you know what I mean? Actually held my family up, gunpoint, you know, knives and stuff like that. I seen that young, you know what I mean? What? Real young, like, and that's what kind of set it off for me. Like, since that day, me being young and seeing, like, you know, us go through that and seeing my pops have to, like, you know, stand up and protect us all, you know what I mean? And that kind of, like, you know, locked in with me too. So since that day, that kind of, like, you know, took my innocence. And it was different for me since then. So I kind of understood the struggle. Once I understood, like, you know, what was going on, I kind of, like, you know, took a different route. You know what I mean?
Wow. Damn.
It's a lot of stuff y'all know, man. Yeah, like, this is why I like doing get real deep. It's a lot of stuff nobody know about me like that. You know what I mean?
This is exactly why I like doing these interviews because, damn, like, we think we, you know, we know people. We can know from a long time, but no one truly knows, like, what you've been through unless the questions are asked. So, like, that's why I'm just, again.
For sure.
When I was talking to you. You like, sis, do the podcast. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, do your podcast.
Yeah, I want to talk about, even though she here to interview me, I want to let y'all know, you know, something about her because, like I said, she was my sister, you know what I mean? We went to Fairfax High, you know what I'm saying? She went to Hamilton from Fairfax.
Yeah, I got kicked out of high school. Yeah. I traveled around a little bit.
Did her thing, you feel me? So, you know, with her, you know, getting at me about Match My Hustle and stuff like that, I seen, you know, she was hungry about it. She was real interested and stuff like that. So I was just like, you know, come on board and stuff. So we actually, you know, did our first photo shoot together and, you know, jotted down, you know, plans and nice ideas. You feel me? Yeah, you know, the homegirls. Shout out to all the homegirls that did the first shoot. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so we was kind of like, you know, tuned in on everything that was going on. And then she kind of hit me like, hey, bro, I kind of like, you know, I like what we got going on. I want to start my own movement. And, you know, a lot of people kind of get like, with that being my assistant, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people would be like, wait, hold on. Like, we just, you know what you mean? Like, I need you on my team. But, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm never want to keep a black queen down. That's out, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So I gave her to my blessings, you know what I'm saying? She ended up starting her own thing called Glory Zone, which, you know, we tuned in, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And she all about that praise. So, you know, we ran with that. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, you know what? You got way more potential than you think you got, you feel me? So let's go above and beyond. I need you to match my hustle. And that's what this brand is all about. She started this podcast, and here we is.
Man.
You hear me?
Yeah, he's always been someone I'm, like, looking up to as in business because I've thought the Moms Are Funny 2 came in my head, in my spirit in 2014 when I was pregnant with Jayla. And, like, I did attempt to start my own clothing line because it was just initially a baby clothing line. But I didn't know what I was doing. Like, I didn't have anyone personal that I knew besides one person. But there are certain people who don't share information with you because they don't want to see you rise up. Right. So, like, you can hang out with them and help them. I was somebody's assistant. I ain't gonna say no name and point no elbows, but for years I sold into her and I did everything. And for you, you couldn't even give me some business advice, even though mm-hmm. I knew right. just by working with you. But when, hey, like I came to him with my own idea and yeah. he was like, go for it versus. That's why I appreciate this man. You know what I'm saying? So we even gotta get into the past. I'm here now. So we about to get it. We about to take over Vegas, LA, internationally known. Rock the mic. Okay.
Energy always there. You stay lit.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
God is good. Okay, so my next question to you is like, what are some like, freaking questions in front of me, guys.
That's
all right. Right.
Come on, we here. Like, this ain't no capping this. You feel me? We freestyling, we posting we all that. You feel me?
Okay, yeah. So let's just get into it. What made you want to start the Match My Hustle movement as far as just the name? Like, where did the name come from? Because it could have been anything. Right. And then what made you want it to be a clothing line? It could be like, what?
It's crazy because you kind of just got off that subject and we kind of got to bounce back on that subject. You know what I'm saying? Shit, my boys got at me. Shout out my brother Sean August, you feel me? And my big bro K Smooth. They got at me about a business plan that they had. You know, it's tatted, Your Life, Your Rules, YLYR. And, they was like, yeah, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? We know, you know, you in the streets, you know what I mean? You out there, we need somebody that's, you know, really gonna, you know, help us, you know, move this shit. Like, you know what I mean? Let's get the name out there and stuff like that. So, you know, they end up, we end up getting it going, you know, we start getting the merch and stuff like that. And, you know, one of our close peoples and stuff like that kind of like, you know, stole the name behind the midst of us doing everything. You know what I'm saying? The footwork, like, you know, we was getting the paperwork and, you know, everything going. So in the midst of all that, we had somebody that was like in a circle, you know, pretty much on some snake shit, you know what I mean? And so it was getting deep, you know what I mean? It was going to get real deep because I put my bread into this, like, you know, and I got a family and stuff like that too.
Yeah,
so, yeah, so it's like, if you take it from your family to try to create something to, you know, give back to your family, and you know you got a snake in your circle, so it's like, you know, what you gonna do next? We all know the, you know, the rules to the streets and stuff like that. But my big homie got at me and stuff like that. My big bro K Smooth, he got at me and stuff like that. And he was just like, look, bro, you real intelligent, like, you know what I mean? I've been around you niggas since you was like, you know, 7, 8 or whatever the fact. And he's just like, I know you could come up with something different. Like, we're going to let this shit play out. We're going to, you know, stay up on it. You know what I'm saying? But we got to let this shit die, you know, die down. And I know you're going to figure something out. You a hustler. You know what I'm saying? So when he said you a hustler, that kind of locked in. Like, I heard that 1,000 times in my head. You a hustler. You a hustler. Like, no cap. You a hustler. Like, I'm like, okay. So what can I do? What can I do? What can I do to try to, you know, bounce back from this? Because I done spent money. I done, you know, got the brand in, you know, a couple of stores in West LA. And, you know what I'm saying? What can I do? So I'm just like, I need something that can come harder, that can match that. Like, you know what I mean? So I came up with Match My Hustle. Because all my life, I've been a hustler. Like, you know what I mean? I was, you know, raised in the street life and stuff like that. And so I've been a hustler all my life. And then it's a lot of things that I did that the normal hustler, you know, can't do or couldn't do because they either locked up or they either got killed. You know what I'm saying? I graduated high school and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Went to colleges. I play arena pro football and stuff like that. Like, it's a lot of, you know, moves that I was able to make once I got in tune with myself. Like, you know what I mean? Once, you know, he told me, like, you can create something. Like, you're a creator, bro.
You just I was just like, idea. I fucking love
so,
you.
So I was just like, so I'm like, all right, for sure. Like, so that's when I came up with the Match My Hustle. So at this point in my life, when I came up with that, I was just like, you know what? Like, you know, I'm not trying to work for nobody. You know, I'm trying to, you know, change lives. I'm trying to, like, you know, help my peoples out and stuff like that. So my first goal for the Match My Hustle brand is to kind of, like, you know, get a lot of things out there for the youth. Like, we had, you know, MMA youth sweaters and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And we did some giveaways and stuff like that. We got a lot of more stuff to come. But, like, I want them to look at me like a prime example, like somebody from the streets that can make it. Like, so my goal is to install in them that they can match my hustle on a positive level. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just be real positive about the situation. Because when you think about the word hustle, what do they put on that? Like, you know what I mean? when they say, okay, hustle, oh, they thinking selling drugs, they thinking stripping, you know, the street life. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But they not knowing that just like Nike, just do it. You know what I'm saying?
They just hustle.
You know, hustle. You feel me? Just like, you know, doctors and lawyers.
They hustle.
You know, they hustle. Singer moms, like, shout out to all the queens that's doing their thing. Like, you know what I mean? It's a hustle.
Period.
You feel me? It's a hustle. And it's like, you know what I mean? I want the kids to know, like, you can look at me and know that you can make it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not impossible. You feel me? I need them to match my hustle. And it's for your circle, too. Like, there's so many ways that you can go at this. It's just like with my assistant, you feel me? I told her, match my hustle. If you want to start this shit, you want me to give you the game? You want me to, like, install this knowledge into you, manifest this energy into you? I need you to match my hustle. First thing she said, look, check my logo out, boss. Hear that? Glory zoned up. You feel me? I said, okay. She did that. So, you know what I mean? It's a lot to this mm-hmm. shit, but, yeah.
Yeah, like, that's amazing. You're so inspirational, man. Like, the fact that I didn't even know, like, Glory, because he gave me the idea for not only going to get my DBA for Moms of 22, but also, I had a hiatus when I started the business. Then I was selling. I was like, oh, shit, I'm selling. I don't know.
I'm shit. Like, see, look.
I do next? I need a brand like you.
Look.
So when I came up with it, took me a minute, and I was like, I'm gonna get back at you, and I think about it. He was like, you don't figure it out, you're gonna figure
you
it out.
You got it.
And I came to him Gray Zone. He's like, yeah, that's it. That's the one.
That's the one. That's you know what I'm saying? You gonna see that? You know what I mean?
About to be in Vegas. LA, London, international. Okay, I'm so excited. Wow, that is amazing. So, how is it being a father? Because we're both parents, and I need to shine light since this is going to be Father's Day of the freaking year.
How is it great?
The balance.
It's great.
With business.
My daughters, and you know, my sons, they kind of saved my life. You know what I mean? Shout out Zariel, Zaria, Zyra, my boy Makai. Shout out, you already know. Shout out, Pop. Yeah. All that, all the kids,
beautiful,
you know
children,
what I mean?
Beautiful.
And I got God kids up the yin yang, you know what I mean? So I go, but the list is long, you feel me? But fatherhood is great, you know what I mean? Like I said, they saved my life pretty much because when I met wifey, she kind of got me. I was fresh out of jail, actually, you know. Shout out to the queen, Koi. What's happening?
Hey, queen.
So when I met her, I was fresh out of jail. I had a little firearm case, you know what I mean? Nothing too major like that, you feel me? I don't blow it up, but it's a little firearm case or whatever. And I had to pay the lawyers, you know what I mean? I had to pay that because I already knew where I was headed and what I really wanted to do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everybody make, you know, little bullshit mistakes and get caught up with shit, you know what I'm saying?
I went to Juvie, right?
So I had to spend a little change and stuff like that. And when I got out, you know, kind of married, kind of let her know, like, I ain't got shit. Like, like I got a plan. You know what I'm saying? I got a plan. And, you know, I just cashed out on all that. So I'm starting from the ground up. And she kind of like, you know, she was down and she accepted that. And before I can, because like my first two, they not mine. They hers, you feel me? But they mine. Like, y'all know what time it is, you know what I'm saying?
Of course, all day.
So before I, you know, she made sure, you know, we was good and stuff like that. And before I could even get close to her, she had to make sure, like, you know what I'm saying, the kids was, you know, rocking with me. So, you know,
my baby don't like nobody so far. That's why I'm still single. I just need somebody, they will like somebody, please.
On me. And, so we had to make sure everything was good with the kids. So they was rocking with me, you know what I mean? It was like love at first sight. So once I met them and stuff like that, you know, they was loving it. And then she was like, yeah, okay, we could do something, like, you know what I mean? But we was already seeing each other for a minute before even seeing the kids. Because I told her, like, it can't be nothing if, you know, if the kids ain't rocking.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of made a major difference in my life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of shined the light real bright on me. You feel me? Because I was like, okay, now I got a real purpose. Like, you know, I got families. I got little sisters and brothers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's kind of deeper when you got a child. Like, you know what I'm saying? When you got a life in your hands. So that's how I look at it. Like, okay, like, now I got these two little girls. Like, okay, my next move got to be my best move. You know what I mean? So in the midst of all that, you know what I mean? We start, you know, we got good, we got married and stuff like that. Clearly, you know, worked out and stuff like that. And
Had some more beautiful babies.
Had some more beautiful babies, you know. Don't worry about it. It's tatted. The ring is getting fitted.
He's married, baby. Yeah. He's married. I'm looking so
cool. It's love.
That is amazing. Wow, that's very inspirational. Just everything you're saying. It's like taking me. Oh, yeah. I love it. Okay. Where do you see yourself, like, in 5 years? Like, your business, why, career-wise, just life-wise?
5 years, I definitely want to expand. Right now, we're actually working on my little sister, Tangia. Her company is called Pretty Girl Hustle. Okay. That's in collab with Match My Hustle.
Yeah.
And so, we're doing, like, with the Pretty Girl Hustle stuff, we're doing the nails, the hair, the makeup. You know what I mean? All the stuff that you pretty ladies like to do, and you know what I mean? It's a hustle. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about.
It's a hustle.
Like,
keep up with this shit.
Hey, look.
Keep up with makeup, wigs.
Look, yeah, look, a lot. Like, it's a hustle, though. You know what I mean? So, we definitely doing that. And I just want to keep going. Like, as long as my higher power, like, you know what I mean, keep me pushing and stuff like that, then, you know. I'm here for the long run, because I got a lot to, you know, a lot to say. I got a lot to teach. I got a lot to, like, you know what I mean, to prove to myself, because it don't stop. Well, as soon as you think you made it, trust me, another bill gonna come.
You got another level to raise up.
As soon as you think you cool, another bill gonna come.
Another bill.
You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be something. Like, you know what I mean? It's gonna be something crazy. And like I said, you just gotta keep creating. Keep creating, and, you know, keep going. So, it's not easy, though. Like, I ain't gonna sit here and just act like it was just smooth sailing, because it wasn't. Like, you feel me? It was a lot of anger. It was a lot of anxiety. It was a lot of tears. It's a lot of fighting. It's a lot of yelling. It's a lot of, like, you know what I'm saying? It's deaths in the midst of this. It's gonna be so many curveballs thrown at you. You know what I'm saying? You either gotta knock it out the park, or you gonna fold up. You gonna strike out. What you gonna do? Like, you know what I mean? And I'm believing in that folding. You feel me? So,
period.
I want y'all to match my hustle, man. This is what it's all about. We're gonna make it a glory zone. Yeah, that.
Hold up! That was smooth. Did y'all just hear that? How you did that? That is amazing.
Man, this has been
a blessing just being here. Tell them where we are right now.
Right now, we're in Las Vegas, like she said, 2079 North Jones Boulevard, 89108, the Match My Hustle store. Right now, we're still putting a lot of stuff up. We got a lot of stuff up in here. You know, the whole, you know, the situation going on, you know what I mean? The COVID-19, all that stuff, you know, it's crazy. So that kind of like put a block on a bunch of stuff, you know, that we had going on as far as big business moves and stuff like that. But like I said, we still creating, you know what I mean? We got a movie. It's going to be a movie.
It's going to be a movie.
We got a video shoot / birthday bash cracking off tomorrow and stuff like
tomorrow.
That. Match My Hustle song or whatever. You can go type it in on YouTube, Mr. MMH, Match My Hustle. You know what I mean? It's a couple of joints up there y'all can listen to. Y'all can also follow the page, Match My Hustle _MMH. You know what I mean? Get it going.
Yes, indeed. So, is there anything else you would like to tell the people watching and audience? It could be a child sitting here like, wow. Anything you want to say before we...
Don't give up. You know what I'm saying? Don't give up. Like, it's been a lot of times where I felt like I was even at that, you know, at that point. It's like, okay, like, damn, like, I'm doing everything I can. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing everything, literally everything, you know what I mean? And my power to try to make my brand work, to try to, you know, keep my family straight, you know what I mean? Deal with the outside and still deal with, you know, the world, everything that's going on. You know what I'm saying? It knocked some folks down. Like, I done seen a lot of people fold up, you know what I mean, due to a lot of situations like this, especially like small-owned business owners and stuff like that, because it's like, you know, we gotta pay these bills.
We gotta pay these bills.
That's just what it is.
Still, like, put money into the business and still
keep it rocking. Like, you know what I'm saying? We still gotta create or whatever. So, you know, that's my advice to the child. It's like, you know what I mean? Take your littlest idea and make it the biggest one you got. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, anything in the back of your mind, you know, you could do it. Just put it in motion. Mm-hmm. Match my hustle.
Match my hustle, baby. Well, thank you so much for blessing my podcast. It was so dope, man. I was like, look, I gotta do something. I'm gonna go to Vegas. I gotta keep this popping. I can't just stop. I just can't. I can't stop. Look, can't stop. You can't really keep a hustler down. Like, a hustler will always find a way and make a way out of no way. And y'all looking at two individuals that's doing it to this day. And I'm ready just to grow. Get rich with you.
We're gonna love make it happen.
Gonna we're make gonna... it happen. And thank you y'all for tuning in.
Hey, y'all stay tuned in. Y'all gonna see a lot of great things. We got a couple more shots. You know what
I'm gonna be back. Like I said, I'm gonna be all on my YouTube page, back. Y'all. I'm gonna be back and forth.
Back. MMH, Glory Zone.
Glory Zone up in the house. Yeah. And we are out.